Evening to you, my friend, and welcome from all of us.
Good evening. I feel your love. Thank you. This time, I hope to bring someone to speak with you.
Come.
I will ask you only that you lower your light a little, and whilst we wait for the arrival, continue as usual. Speak amongst yourselves quietly, and you, my friend, will know when they are here.
Okay.
It may be that more than one of the instruments can be used this time, but we have to wait and see.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
You will be able to deal if that should be so, yes?
Yes, of course. Yes, we can deal with that.
So, for this time, I leave you with my love and my blessing.
Thank you very much. I have been speaking to you this week. I don't know whether you were aware. A couple of occasions, I thought it advisable to, so I did.
Let us talk upon it
next time,
shall we?
Surely, yes.
Let us see what we can do this time, because I did promise you other people to come.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much. God bless you. For me, please.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we do. Very clearly, thank you. Very clearly indeed, we do hear you. And we would like very sincerely to welcome you here. Such strength as we can to assist you in using the instrument's voice. Will everybody do that, please?
Nisto allow few more minutes your time, I think, please.
Certainly. As long as you wish. Helping you?
Always good thoughts.
Good.
Salomat told me what I was doing wrong.
Oh, yes. He's still with you, is he?
With his permission, I am here.
Thank you. We are very grateful to him for having brought you.
Firstly, let me say how sorry I feel for you humans. That you have this to do each time you communicate. It all seems rather primitive, but I suppose to you it is normal.
Yes, it is normal to us, but I'm sure we all look forward to the time when we shall be able to communicate in the way you do and regard that as normal. But until then, we can only thank you for the effort you make in communicating in our physical way.
I have visited Earth before, but never to use words.
Is that so?
So you can see this is great honor for me to be brought to you.
It is a great honor for us to have you. And I mean that most sincerely. We always feel it an honor when Salomet comes to speak with us. And for him to bring one of his friends is another honor for us. Each time we hope that we shall be enabled to learn more of the world which awaits us in due course.
I wish I could call him friend, but me and those with me, he is a
this evening. Right or left. He must be a very great teacher, I imagine. From the knowledge he has brought to us during his visits, we all believe him to have great wisdom. Cosmos to teach in, has he?
That is where I come from.
Is that so?
I am what you would call
Really? Do you visit other planets as you are now visiting us in order to teach the inhabitants?
I do not teach, but I visit.
You visit other planets? Other inhabited planets, do you?
Yes.
That's most interesting. What would be the purpose of your visits, might I ask, if you do not teach at those times?
I am what you would term caretaker.
Caretaker, are you?
Of Earth's planets. Not only this galaxy in this time, but much further than you ever know.
Is that so? This is most interesting. And your travel from one to the other, it is solely by thought and virtually instantaneous, is it?
We don't travel between planets. There is one energy which overlaps all energies from planets, which enables us to enter.
Is that so? So distance, as we imagine it, has no meaning at all to you.
Your time, your energies are nothing to us.
You're beginning to make us feel very, very primitive.
My friends, though, are like, let me find name. Whirlpool, you are at the bottom.
Thank you very much. At least we know where we are.
You're another so dense, so heavy.
Well, this makes us even more grateful to you for taking the, I was going to say time, it's the only expression we can use, for taking the time and making the effort to visit the bottom of the work hall.
Your word need to speed up your speed of light 10,000-fold to even climb a little way.
Yes, I can believe that. Are we, in doing the work we attempt to do now, are we treading the right path in order to climb?
Within your time scale, you can do nothing else other than what you are doing with your limited knowledge.
Good. So at least we are making a comprehensive effort to better our knowledge of what is to come and of other planets and galaxies.
Your past century of Earth life has seen many forms of communications with others from other dimensions. Whether you know of it or not.
No, we don't know. We have recently begun to know of it through our friend Sanjumet. Many have suspected it on this earth, but there has been no specific, definite knowledge, only assumptions so far. Our scientists have conflicting views about the beginning of the universe, even now. So there is no certainty about anything.
That I will not speak. I will leave our teacher to speak on that for you.
Yes.
I am only privileged this time to come to communicate with you.
Thank you. What was the specific object of your coming to us tonight? Could I ask that?
The object of my visit here with you is to show that closer communication is possible without fear.
Yes, thank you. I ask because I don't know whether you are aware of the fact that everything spoken here is recorded and is passed on to many other people outside this room.
That is our intention. It should not be kept. It should be made known.
Yes. Each of us in our own way relays this information that we get to as many others as we possibly can, not only in this country, but in countries abroad.
My dear friends, we see the lights on your
Earth. Yes, I'm sure you must do. And, of course, in meeting as we do here, we also are trying to improve our own spiritual awareness of the world to come for us and the universe in general. We know it is going to take a long time.
I believe where your humankind are failing is that you are developing your brain power instead of mind power.
This is what we are trying to do here, develop the mind power, which to us is synonymous with the soul, and ignore to some degree the commercialism of developing the brain.
That is what we are trying to bring. It is what Salumet and other masters are endeavoring to do.
Yes. Yes, well, I can't say how grateful we are for the privilege of having you here, and Salumet as a teacher also. We do really feel greatly honored by it.
I can tell you, as time progresses, there will be much more to you.
Good. We look forward to others he will bring to speak to us, as well as looking forward to the knowledge and information that he himself will, I'm sure, be giving to us in the future.
Perhaps I can come another time.
And I hope you can.
When I have better command of words and use of energies.
Well, we look forward to hearing from you again. One thing I would like to ask, because I feel it will be in my colleagues' minds at the moment, or in their brains anyway, and that is, where would you consider that you have, I find it difficult to find, use the right words, where would you consider yourself as being based or living if you do have any particular spot which you would call home in the universe?
You will find this answer difficult to comprehend. I am a child of the light of the cosmos. I don't have home base, as you say.
You don't. And am I right then in assuming that all languages are of equal comprehension to you? You would be fluent in any language, whatever planet you visited?
I am instructed on the languages of each. But I have to tell you, not all are as this as you. Communication in a the sphere is here because of mind contact.
I see.
Communication, not with words.
What we would call telepathic communication. Between mind and mind.
Mind power.
Mind power. Thank you.
Mind power, your within your galaxy, only a baby. As far as your development goes.
Yes, I am beginning to understand and realize that.
You're a tiny dot.
Yes. We have always considered ourselves to be just a speck in the cosmos.
You are.
But as long as we are in the work we are now trying to do, beginning to fit ourselves for a better position within the cosmos, forgetting material life or physical life, but at least we are beginning to look for the light which one day will come to us, we hope. Thank you. And now, we often talk here about the spirit world and beginning life anew after physical death in the next plane of existence. And we believe that to be as physical to the people who live there as the earth is physical to us who live here. Are we right in that opinion?
You, my friend, have many realities to journey through.
Yes. That is a better word. So the reality of this earth is in effect repeated as a reality when we enter the next phase of life.
There are many stages. Each one becomes more of a reality than the previous ones until you reach such levels that the baser energies are left far behind you.
Okay.
The only reality becomes the one ahead of you.
Yes, I can understand that. And as we progress through the realities, and I like that phrase, thank you for it, as we progress through the realities, so the past which we leave is automatically shed from our minds, isn't that so?
That is good. You have captured my meaning as you pass through each stage of reality. You become more and more refined, and that which you have known as a body or even a mind ceases to be.
thank you. So we don't have to carry that affliction, the past affliction, with us through each progress.
You are reaching to the very top, the very refined.
Mm-hmm.
Each step becomes more and more refined. You leave behind all earthly reality, and so to galactic reality, until you enter the cosmic flow. Then we begin to get somewhere.
I see. And time, as a conception then, would cease to exist. We cannot possibly imagine time as we know it being applied to the progress through the realities.
It would be unsatisfactory to you all to try to even explain it to you.
Yes.
Because you are too far behind that reality to even begin to understand.
We are beginning to have a very low opinion of ourselves, you know.
You, my friend, don't Salumet is appearing, saying, do not allow him to say such a thing.
Well, I think so, from what you tell us. We obviously are right at the bottom of the pile and have such a tremendous amount to learn. Not that we are going to give up the attempt to learn. Please don't misunderstand me. But we, at the same time, are aware of our limitations, and all of us, I think, now, after what you have said, will be making greater efforts to become aware of those limitations and so enhance our progress. This is certainly what we shall endeavor to do. Now, one thing I would like to touch upon, I don't know whether you are aware of our media, what we call television. I have no doubt that you are aware of it. And in that media often are shown what are called galactic wars, or Star Wars, but the whole emphasis seems to be on destruction and alien forces waiting to battle with each other. Why is it that humanity cannot be made to begin this media advertisement of space to have it shown in a much more sensible light? And peacemaking rather than warmongering.
Because, my friend, you are primitive people. Your brain overrules your heart.
Yes, I suppose that is the answer.
Many years of your time.
I seem to have monopolized the conversation from this side. Are you able to accept a question from any of my colleagues? This is why I asked. I thought it might be.
So, I would say farewell to you all, and perhaps you
I can think of which would convey what I feel. Maybe my colleagues would as well. And we do thank you most sincerely for what you have said. And personally, and I think you will understand this, I feel cleansed. Good evening to you, and thank you very much for coming.
I will not stay long. I am here only to close these proceedings tonight.
I see.
Just to lighten up the feelings left behind, I'm told.
Yes.
For this lady. I don't quite know what's happened, but I know I've just to step in, just to lighten things a little.
Thank you. She has had some very powerful communicators through her tonight.
Oh, I see. I wasn't told why I was coming, but I was quite happy and quite prepared to do it.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Yes.
You to come and do the closing like this.
Oh, I don't mind at all. It gives me great pleasure.
We usually close with a prayer. I wonder if you would like to do it for us.
Of course, I don't mind. It's entirely up to you.
Yes.
But of course, it's your room, isn't it?
Now, please do. We would welcome you doing it.
Okay, I don't mind. Shall I do it now?
Yes, please. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. O great and divine Saviour of love, let us go forward with our daily tasks. Keep us protected in your love and your light. Let us feel your presence as we go about our daily duties. May each and every person within this room be blessed with your love. God bless you all.
God bless you, and thank you for the prayer. That was delightful. Good night, and God bless you.